Hi, this is James, and welcome to a new episode of DUMQ.
DUMQ is a podcast where we discuss enterprise messaging and interview IBM MQ experts to share their insights and knowledge on the vital role of message queuing in today's world.
In this episode, we are joined by Amy McCormick, a Principal Product Manager for MQ. Today's episode is all about covering the new features that have emerged over the course of 2021. I will let Amy explain more in detail.
Hi Amy, thank you very much for joining us again. It's nice to welcome you back for another episode. I believe our listeners will enjoy the new format for today's episode, so please take it away.
Thanks very much, James. It's been a really busy year for our customers, and we in IBM MQ would like to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for doing business with us in 2021. Our MQ teams have been working incredibly hard to deliver innovative capabilities and to engage with our customers. I was given a challenge of communicating the 2021 deliveries in under 15 minutes to share with you things that you may not have been aware of. So we've made 14 fixed pack deliveries for customers this year across multiple versions and 3 continuous delivery releases this year to introduce incremental new function into our latest release. And all of these capabilities will be rolled into the next long-term service release for LTS customers. So we had MQ 922 released in March, 923 released in July, and 924 released in November. And the announcement letters and blogs are available for those with full details online. As part of those releases, our IBM MQ software customers have access to the following updates. Streaming queues. So this was one of the big releases of the year. Streaming queues enable customers to tap into the value of data flowing over MQ. Streaming queues enable you to make message data available to Kafka, AI, and analytics applications for real-time processing. All that without changing your architecture, without impacting the flow of data between mission-critical applications. MQ Console Remote Queue Manager support was added to enable customers to view and manage their MQ estate from a single user interface, regardless of whether queue managers are deployed in distributed, MQ ZOS, MQ Appliance, or cloud environments. In addition, there have been several enhancements to the usability of the MQ console to improve the overall user experience over the year too. These include, for instance, the capability to download and view complete message contents from the MQ console, enhancing the prior previewing capability that was available. And these capabilities are configurable as well, so that customers have greater control. Uniform Clusters also received an update to enable you to connect Liberty JE applications, transactional applications, and request reply applications to a uniform cluster for improved message availability and workload balancing of messages. Also, .NET clients can now participate in a uniform cluster. AMQP queue browse support for Cupid Java message service was delivered as well, as additional channel attributes to enable interoperability between systems, regardless of vendor or platform. Lots of security updates have been made this year, including an SSL stanza password encryption, as well as transport layer security, TLS 1.3 for Java 8 support. A TLS mode is available, a TLS only mode, and users are notified when a non-TLS communication is enabled. Password protection have been enhanced, and also .NET support for SNI server name indicators over TLS has been added. Many runtime updates have been made, including an MQ client support for Adoptium and IBM Sumeru Java 11 runtimes, and IBM MQ client support for Oracle and Adoptium Java 17 runtimes. The DLQ, the dead letter queue handler, can now connect to a remote queue manager, and it's included in the client package in addition to the server package in which it was already available. This means that the DLQ handler can now connect to either a local or remote queue manager, including a queue manager on the MQ appliance or in the cloud. For IBM MQ Advanced customers, in addition to the updates I've just mentioned, MQ Advanced received many updates, including native HA. This was one of our other significant deliveries for this year. So native HA is an embedded solution for customers deploying container-based queue managers to Cloud Pak for integration on Red Hat OpenShift using the MQ-certified container. Native HA is designed to deliver efficient and security-rich replication of data for redundancy, and it's integrated with quorum-controlled failover for safe and fast recovery from failovers. Critically, this provides the same data integrity and consistency that you would expect from MQ, which is designed to provide full protection for every recoverable operation and message to ensure that none are duplicated or lost. Native HA doesn't require any changes to your application or restrictions in their behavior. Of course, there are other options for HA in MQ. So RDQM, replicated data queue managers, have had some updates, including the display and resolution of failed resource actions with dedicated commands. Also, enhancements to help clients ensure they have loaded the correct kernel module and to improve diagnostics. And last in sync time is reported for MQ, RDQM, HA and DR when nodes are not in sync, which can help with problem determination and recovery. We added new ordering options for non-production workload to enable customers to deploy MQ Advanced to reduce cost in development and test environments. And MQ Managed File Transfer, or MFT, has had a number of updates this year too. So for those who aren't aware or don't know much about MFT, it's a more reliable and efficient means for secure data and file transfer. It outpaces and outperforms applications like FTP, HTTP, and SFTP, among other methods. MFT is enhanced with two commands to start and stop resource monitors. The two commands allow a resource monitor to start or stop without the need to start stop an agent. In addition, assets to deploy the MFT agent in Red Hat OpenShift and Docker environments have been provided, including an image published in Docker Hub with Git samples to enable customization. MQ Advance 94 introduced new transfer logs for MFT for enhanced visibility of transfer status. So more information is provided to the user about the activities of MFT agents, including details of successful transfers and any failure cases. Transfer logs are really useful, and they can assist users in resolving common problems, and they can be used to supply more detailed diagnostics if they're required by IBM technical support. And finally, for MQ Advanced customers, in addition to the security items I talked about previously, additional enhancements to MQ's Advanced Message Security, or AMS, can increase the protection of C client passwords. MQ Appliance M2001 and M2002 customers have benefited from three firmware updates this year, containing many of the capabilities that I've listed, so things like streaming queues, the HA failed resource action identification and resolution, the managed file transfer commands, assets to simplify transfer logging, and also their AMS, or Advanced Message Security password protection enhancements, and other security items. The broadened uniform cluster support for intelligent automated application workload balancing is included for appliance customers, as well as the AMQP browse support and additional channel attributes for AMQP. Also, customers on the appliance can take advantage of the dead letter queue handler being made available in the client package, because you can connect to remote queue managers, including an MQ appliance. And finally, updates to improve the usability of the MQ web console. For our customers with MQ running on ZOS, you can take advantage of a lot of the mentioned capabilities. There are a number of updates that are specific to MQ on ZOS, though, including Ansible sample playbooks to orchestrate configuration of MQ on ZOS. These enable customers to provision new queues on a queue manager, manage existing queues, and automate backup of application structures within a coupling facility. Users who are familiar with SMF is the standard for IBM ZOS monitoring data, and now you can reduce the interval at which SMF data is collected. The interval for queue manager statistics, SMF 115 records, and application accounting data, so SMF 116 records, can now be set independently. This additional flexibility can help support analytics and machine learning processing to provide operational insights and early warning of adverse issues. And there have been updates around ATTLS, which is designed to create a secure session on behalf of an application and provide encryption and decryption of data based on policy statements, rather than requiring TLS to be implemented by every application that requires a secure connection. Now, additional documentation is available on the use of ATTLS with IBM MQ for ZOS, including scenarios specifically tested by IBM. For those who aren't aware, IBM MQ is available as a managed cloud service on both IBM Cloud and on Amazon Web Services. In addition to other enhancements such as streaming queues, remote queue managers, the security updates, and of course the usual patches and maintenance that you'd expect from a managed service, IBM MQ on cloud now generates metrics from queue managers that are displayed in your IBM Cloud monitoring instances, and this allows customers to gain additional insight into the health of your cloud queue managers. Outside of direct product updates, there have been multiple virtual webinars and conferences from our team to share updates, knowledge, and best practices with customers and partners alike. And numerous free MQ modernization workshops were delivered by our team of in-house SMEs, assisting our customers on their journey to a hybrid multi-cloud environment. IBM MQ has an early access program as well, and this enables customers to hear about releases and provide feedback on planned capabilities, with a goal of making them as useful to our customers as possible. This year, we had 185 participant organizations join us on 5 beta calls, and we welcomed 22 new customers and partner organizations onto the program. We ran the free 4-day workshop virtually this year and had around 100 enrolled attendees. In addition to the calls and workshops, we also released beta code for both MQ and the MQ appliance, so for 922, 923 and 924. And we also released beta samples for Helm charts and Kubernetes, as well as an MQ ZOS beta code queue manager environment for smaller partners. If you'd like to join our beta program, please reach out to your IBM representative. And our developer experience team. So this team have issued around 500 new IBM MQ Developer Essentials badges in 2021. There was also a badge workshop at the University of Portsmouth and University College London. The team supported a visual MQ project with UCL master students, and further university outreach projects were run, and IBM MQ was invited to join the Industrial Advisory Board at the University of Bournemouth in the UK. There have been lots of updates to LearnMQ, and Podman enablement's been added. There's been a lot of work around async API, so customers can describe their MQ capabilities using async API, and developers are automatically able now to generate code to integrate using our provided tooling. IBM MQ sponsored and took part in the inaugural async API hackathon to develop an IBM MQ Java or JMS code gen utility. Available on IBM Messenger and GitHub, and we're currently working with the Async API community to contribute. There's also an IBM MQ binding for Async API, and an IBM MQ and event streams joined the Async API TSC. Also, we introduced new samples for Rust, Spring, and Serverless under the MQ Messaging Dev Patterns repo, and that includes Code Engine and Code Functions. The team went further with serverless and created a tutorial demonstrating how IBM MQ is used with serverless applications, and also how IBM MQ can be run in serverless environments such as AWS, ECS, Fargate. New tutorials are also available now for Quarkus and GraalVM. And there were tons of DevEx sessions as well at IBM Automation and AI Digital Developer Conference on the IBM MQ Developer Essentials, Pluscada and Spring. The team and other IBM MQ SMEs presented virtually at TechCon, where there was a track dedicated to messaging and IBM MQ over 3 days, and this had the highest customer attendance of any of the tracks. MQTT charter clarification and community approval to develop MQTT SN as an OASIS open standard was granted. And we also released an IBM MQ YouTube playlist that had lots of what is videos as well as how-to tutorials. Our teams have expanded the number and location of what is blogs and how to tutorials as well to help us improve knowledge sharing. And of course, we started the podcast as a new way for people to learn about MQ. So there's a lot of information there about everything that, you know, we've delivered over the year and all of the capabilities and innovations that our MQ customers can take advantage of as we look into 2022. So all that's left is for me to wish you, your families, your friends and your colleagues a very happy new year. We look forward to working with you all again in 2022.
Amy, thank you for the yearly insights and updates. It all sounds incredibly positive and certainly shows that MQ is heading in an encouraging and optimistic direction for everyone involved. Myself and the listeners are really looking forward to seeing what is going to be delivered in 2022.
Great, thanks very much, James.
Thank you for listening and look out for more podcasts on our website, doumq.com.
Feel free to have a listen to more of our podcasts on our website, and we hope to have you as a listener again soon.